Right, we'll move on to our next time certain item, which is 876.
Modify and update specifications for the City of Portland flag.
Ms. Hartnett. And Mr. Kay.
Good morning. Susan Hartnett, Spectator Facilities and Development Manager, Office of Management and Finance. And with me is Ted Kay, a member of the Portland Flag Association, and he's going to share some thoughts after I do a quick staff report on the item in front of you. The ordinance in front of you amends Chapter 1.06 of the City Code to correct and update certain specifications of the official city flag. And you may recall that earlier this year I brought in front of you an agreement with Soccer United Marketing to allow them to use an image of the city flag on some of their merchandise, and that I told you during that presentation that I discovered that our code had some holes and some needs for update, and that I had decided that I would take it on myself to get that done because I really don't like it when our code is out of date. So we have gone ahead and made some very minor changes, but I think that they do a lot to help the code be effective. There are three things that the code changes do. The dimensions in Section C are corrected so that the vertical elements of the flag would actually add up to the overall height that's defined in Section A. In Section E, the color key reference system is updated from the now defunct Ameritone color key to what is the most common color key system in the world, the Pantone matching system, which is often referred to as PMS. Many people would be familiar with that term. And Section F, which was added in our last update in 2002 and allowed both the prior version of the flag and the current version of the flag to be recognized until January 1st, 2005, is deleted since we're well past January 1st, 2005. So I think these changes, particularly the change in the color key reference is going to make it much easier for people who want to produce the flag or people who might want to use images of the flag on various documents, T-shirts, bumper stickers, postcards, you name it. And Ted and I both have a little show and tell on that. And I also want to just let you know that before the changes become effective, assuming council passes this, we are going to follow up with appropriate city staff to make sure that folks who do graphics and are doing our outreach and communications are aware that we have updated these color references so that if anybody is using something that they just kind of came up with themselves, they now know what the official color references are. And before I close, I would like to take just a second and thank Ted for his assistance on both this effort and my previous effort with Soccer United Marketing. And I also want to thank him for being so passionate about flags. I really didn't know how interesting I could find the topic, but I've learned an awful lot from him and his passion for both Portland's flag and flags in general is really quite infectious. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions or just turn it over to Ted.
Susan, I have one question. Now that you're the flag expert, I can't resist. I'm interested in learning a little bit more about the rules about that we may or may not have on the books governing the hours in which a flag may be displayed, any requirements for lighting a flag. I understand with the U.S. flag, if it's displayed beyond normal daylight hours, there may be a requirement that it be illuminated. And just so if you could shoot me an email just with the links, I want to just get a little smarter about our general code issues that regulate how we display flags.
Okay, and I will tell you that I just had a conversation along those lines with Ted yesterday because I, too, was curious to try and find out more about where our code ends and where other flag etiquette may come into play. So he may have something to say about that as well, but I'd be happy to send you some information by email.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
And I think I heard you say, but I just want to confirm that our print shop will now know the absolute correct colors for the flag.
Yes, I will do that. And they are one of the sources of having done the best they could to figure out how to translate the Ameritone system into PMS. Their color, the colors that they've been using are very slightly off from the colors that were selected through the PMS process. And I will tell you, the PMS colors that we are specifying in the code are PMS colors that have been specified by flag manufacturers across the country. So we are consistent with everybody else's. If it's green, if it's Kelly Green, it's PMS 379 or whatever the number is. So.
Well, in the interest of wise use of taxpayer money, I will not throw out my cards on those of my staff that have been in the slightly wrong color. However, I'm very relieved to hear that we will from now on.
I will tell you, Elmer's flag and banner, who does produce the city's flag, they have been using the correct PMS colors because they're tied into that whole flag production, and they know what the correct colors are.
My last question is, do you know what the study of flags is called?
Vexillologism.
It's vexillology. My wife says it's because it's vexing and silly.
Mm. And your wife was the one who taught me that term, so I'm just showing off.
I have to remember the vexing and silly.
Well, thank you for your kind words, Susan. I'm a student of flags, a vexillologist, and a member of the Portland Flag Association. And I was involved in the 2002 redesign work of the city flag. And I support this effort to update the specifications of the flag. In fact, Portland is way ahead of most cities in being clear about the specifications for its flag design. So I salute the good work of Susan and her staff in getting this arranged here. I think our next challenge is flying the flag more. Through serendipity and good decisions, Portland has a great flag. It was rated among the 10 best in the country in the a big internet survey, and we have an opportunity with our flag. Council could now give enhanced internal direction to bureaus about the flag in two ways. One, a style or usage guide, something along the lines of what Susan was talking about and what you, Nick, were talking about how to use the flag and how to present it, and also encouragement to fly it broadly. In Chicago, another city with a great flag, the city flag is everywhere. It's on police and fire uniforms and vehicles. It's on bridge abutments. It flies on every city building by municipal code. The flag is even a popular tattoo in Chicago. When a police officer dies in Chicago, it's not the American flag on his casket. It's a Chicago flag. That's how deeply the flag in Chicago has entered the civic consciousness there. We have the same opportunity in Portland with a great flag. I'm not saying you need a code requirement that all Portland government buildings fly the flag, but I salute Dan Saltzman for having every fire station fly the flag, and we have similar opportunities in other bureaus. So I encourage you all to explore similar ways to embrace the flag as a beacon of civic pride. And the Portland Flag Association stands ready to support your efforts.
Thank you. Questions?
Hey, can I just ask you a protocol question?
Please do.
So we have flag poles on public land. And so we have the opportunity to display the U.S. flag, the state flag, and the city flag, among other flags. Is there a protocol? I mean, there's a hierarchy in our government, and there's rules and regulations. What is there an existing protocol, or do you have a preference about which flags and which sequence are displayed?
Generally speaking, you get to choose which flag you display. In other words, there's no requirement that says you must display the national flag and or the state flag if you're flying the city flag. You could fly the city flag all by itself. However, when you do fly those entities' flags, they should be in that order of hierarchy. In other words, the American flag would take precedence over the state flag, and the state flag would take precedence over the city flag. But also consider, if you have three flags you want to fly and two flagpoles, you can always fly a second flag on one of those flagpoles.
And is there, in your view, a best practice about hours of display? Are we technically bound by the same rules about removing the flag at dusk?
The U.S. flag code only applies to the U.S. flag. It doesn't apply to any other flags in the flag use. The city could adopt a flag code or could adopt a list of etiquette for use of the flag, and that might be part of how the city wants to proceed to encourage flying the flag. But there's nothing wrong with flying the flag 24 hours a day.
Thank you.
Great. Other questions?
Well, and you can see how the flag starts to permeate things. Here's my smartphone.
There you go. Well, I think the Timbers Army and the MLS All-Star Game helped further popularize the flag, and the Timbers Army has been an enthusiastic promoter for some time now. So having the world with 400 journalists and, you know, continuous coverage by CNN and all the rest here for that event probably helped catapult understanding that we have a flag and what it looks like to a lot more people than ever before. So that was kind of fun to see.
Absolutely, and I would make the point that when the flag moves beyond being the symbol of the government right. to being the symbol of the city, it's much more likely to be embraced by the citizens. And that's what's occurring in Portland. The citizens are flying it more than the city is at this point. And my hope is the city can catch up, because the city's use and the citizens' use will just build on each other.
Do other cities have their own special rules for display of the flag?
Very few do.
Well, thank you both. We appreciate the presentation and the proposed change to the code. Is there anyone else who signed up to speak on this item?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Thank you. Anyone want to speak on this item?
I have your book. And
thank
the
you.
Last
I've been using these postcards, so I will continue to use these. Thank you. All right, then this passes to second reading. Thank you both for your work.